4 months ago, I promised you an update on the former FBI agent who was caught with NFA items that he stole from the FBI evidence room. Well, we have that update now, and I want to thank Cam Edwards over at Bearing Arms. Guys, if you would like to help me obtain my goal of 700,000 subscribers for my birthday, which is July 25th, subscribe to the channel down below. It's free, doesn't cost you anything, just helps get the truth to other viewers here on YouTube. Like the video and share to help that as well, and I thank you for joining this growing freedom family. I want to also thank today's sponsor, and that's the Sonoran Desert Institute. With more than 350 million firearms in the U.S., the time has never been better to learn how to be a gunsmith. SDI offers online firearms technology education with hands-on labs and materials shipped right to your door. Course topics range from armorers classes to shooting sports management, ballistics, gunsmithing, and more. Get your education and turn your passion for firearms into a successful career. And they can help you with funding as well. Visit sdi.edu/gng to get started today. Link is below and in the pinned comment. Thanks to SDI. Now let's get you caught up. Michael Van Alston is a disgraced former FBI agent who pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice and possessing an unregistered firearm, and he got off way, way too easy. That's my opinion. Listen and you tell me yours. He was originally charged with possession of a firearm made in violation of the National Firearms Act, possession of an unregistered firearm, and unlawful transfer of a firearm to an out-of-state resident. If we did that, if you or I did that, guys and gals, we would be facing a decade in prison for each charge and a $250,000 fine for each charge. But not good old FBI agent Van Alston. Disgraced former agent Van Alston removed two illegal firearms from a suspect's home, transported them to an FBI office for storage, but later stole them from the evidence room and took them home. We'll discuss this a little bit here, give you the facts. According to court documents, Van Alston also gave an AR-15 to a man and told him that he should not let anyone else know the source of that firearm, end quote. Meaning, don't tell them where you got it. Probably because I did it illegally. That's not all. He allegedly destroyed a Draco pistol as well and threw it away. Now, disgraced former FBI agent Van Alston also illegally possessed the 20-gauge Winchester shotgun with a sawed-off barrel, which was not registered to the National Firearms Registration Transaction Book, according to his plea deal. Now, I think all of those laws that he allegedly violated are a violation of our constitutionally guaranteed right to keep and bear arms. It's a violation of the Second Amendment. Yet, they would charge you, the FBI would charge you, so I say, book 'em, Dano. Let me know what you say here in a minute. Now, here's how this all went down. Van Alston was working as a special agent for the FBI's Lexington, Kentucky office on July 5th, 2017, when he seized the pistol and the rifle from a suspect's Lexington, Kentucky home during an investigation. Now, according to the court documents, the gun and some illegal substances were placed into Van Alston's government vehicle, transported to the FBI Lexington resident office evidence room. You would think that's maybe how they're supposed to do it. Well, Van Alston admitted that between January and April of 2018, that he knew a formal office inspection was coming because they were going to be moving. They were relocating their office. And he knew the guns were still in the evidence room without proper documentation, which would be a cause of concern for the inspectors, so he decided to take action. That's when he said he removed the firearms from the FBI evidence room, took them home, and put them in a safe. He admitted that he knowingly, corruptly, and illegally retained the guns, according to his plea deal. Again, if you or I did this, a decade in prison for each charge, a $250,000 fine for each charge, plus whatever the government decided they wanted to charge us with in addition to that. Well, due to his plea deal, you know, the DOJ dropped a whole bunch of charges, and due to his plea deal, he was facing a maximum of 1 year and 1 day in federal prison. 1 year and 1 day. Also facing charges up to $360,000 and 6 years of supervised release. Now, how did this investigation all start? You might remember that I told you that Ole Van Halsten received a visit from the Versailles Police Department, who showed up at his residence on July 9th of 2021, investigating domestic violence allegations against him. During their investigation, as a result of their investigation, rather, they charged him with domestic assault and battery and strangulation. That's what got the FBI agent jammed up. What else did he get away with prior to him getting jammed up is a question. I guess we'll never know. But the Woodford County Grand Jury, they declined to indict him, probably because he's an FBI agent, in September 22. And then he had filed his own federal lawsuit against the cops who investigated him, claiming they violated his civil rights. But he would charge you with violating the NFA. NFA is a violation of our civil rights. Interesting. Well, Van Alsten has managed to avoid prison altogether, ladies and gentlemen. Was facing that 1 year and 1 day? Nah, not gonna happen. He was sentenced to 3 years of probation back on March 28th for obstruction of justice and possession of an unregistered firearm. Now, law enforcement, guys and gals, when it comes to legal proceedings, law enforcement is always held to a higher standard. Why? Because they're supposed to know better. They're entrusted by the people, we the people, to enforce the law without prejudice. Impartially enforce the law. Well, that didn't happen here. The DOJ dropped several charges, like I said, to get him to agree to a plea deal, and then the judge went wicked soft on him on the sentencing. Folks, what say you? I hope this frustrates you. Do you think he should have had the whole book thrown at him? I do. Let me know by dropping a comment down below. Guys, I show you this to let you know things that we already know this, that the whole legal system and FBI law, the federal law enforcement, it's weaponized against us when it comes to their own doing something unspeakable. Go stand in the corner. No prison time. Just probation. He can continue to do whatever it is he wants to do. We have folks in the YouTube community right now who are doing time for a drawing on a metal business card. He didn't steal any guns. He didn't go into the FBI evidence room and take NFA items and bring them home. Nope. Drawing on a card. You go to prison. It's amazing. And I could just keep going and going and going. They want to put people who bought triggers that were legal and still are legal because they don't even come close to meeting the definition of a machine gun. You will go to prison for that. Van Alsten? Stole guns? Nah. Nah. Nope. Frustrated. I am. Let me know down below. What say you? Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Guys and gals, you are your own first responder, and nobody is coming to save you. Remember that and act accordingly. Take care.